So I'm sitting in the car, flashback, and I am feeling slightly defeated, questioning the Most High about the blessings of the wicked. And the Most High goes, "Who said they were blessings? If you saw it right, you would realize they're actually traps." Today on Healing Pain with Proverbs, right after this.
Respect these boundaries. Religious critics are not welcome here. This brand has no religious affiliations. Critical spirits with religious projections, prophecies, pronouncements, criticisms, questions, etc. will be ignored and, when necessary, blocked on all of our platforms.
Peace, Truth Tribe. Heal hurtful choices and find answers to some of your most painful questions. Where? In the book of Proverbs. It holds priceless treasures of wisdom for making better life and relationship choices today and forward. Let's read together live right now when you join me for Healing Pain with Proverbs, most Mondays at 7 a.m. Eastern. Check the homepage of this YouTube channel for future live stream dates. Which particular verse from today's passage will move your heart toward the healing of wisdom most? Leave a comment to let me and Truth Tribe know during this live and get the email subscriber only free download sent on Mondays to help you improve your week. How can you get the free download? Visit ZaraHairston.com to enter your email address into the pop-up and you'll start to get that download plus more. Okay, it's almost time to get started. Make sure you have a notebook. This is not counseling, a sermon, or a Bible study. It is simply a reading and sharing of the word for inspiration and encouragement. Peace, Truth Tribe. If you are already a part of our tribe, if not, welcome. I am Coach Zara, also an author, writer, and counselor, helping you remember that love doesn't lie or expect you to live one so you can get free and stay free from toxic. Now, why would I do a thing like that? Because we are not to be a fool for love. Nope, love is wisdom, and that wisdom is so healing. So over here, we do not love toxic people the same way we do healthy people. It's my job over here to help you feel better. And you ain't gonna feel better if you try to love a toxic people. Try to love toxic people the way that you love healthy people. That would be a very foolish thing that I hope you are discovering, especially here in Healing Pain with Proverbs. In this series, we are up to Proverbs 21. If you ain't been with us, you need to go back and listen so you can be a part of the journey, because there are like a trail of gems that you'll miss if you just here. So you're here right now, but make sure you go back and look at the other videos that led us to this point. It's very, very important. So if you agree that love is wisdom and that wisdom is so healing, or you want to come to that understanding, consider joining Truth Tribe at ZaraHairston.com/Truth Tribe Connect. You can look in the description of this video once this video is done for a number of resources in that description box, one of them which helps you, you know, learn more about joining Truth Tribe absolutely free, or there are some options that are cost. And the cost really, it really be more for y'all, because ask my husband, the resources go right back to y'all. I pour that stuff right back into y'all. So, when you become a part of Truth Tribe, in a way that may cost something, it really benefits all of us at large because it helps us with self-care, it helps us with healing, it helps us with emotional wellness. Everybody can start acting a little better. We can start setting boundaries with people that are unrepentant and that can bring them to repentance. It's like a whole thing that goes on when you get committed to this. And I have some really awesome news to share with you in some upcoming lives about our meetup soon and the Be Calm Challenge that I'm so excited to share with you. If you came in here and you want me to get to the point, I'm gonna need you to chill because I'm talking tribe because we have not spoken live in a while. So this is not in and out. I have some lives that are coming up to give you some brand new resources. The eCare chat is a resource that's available if you want to talk to me 24/7. I respond a certain amount of times in a day to people that subscribe to that service. It's a number of things. And again, I encourage you to look in the description box so that you can learn more and then join us for the lives when I'm going to talk about those new resources live with you. Connect membership is also another resource where you can find a self-care partner. It's all about self-care. We're holding you accountable to it every day, even if one of those days is I'm resting today, you know? So consider those things. I've gotten a number of applications for Connect membership, and I am not always able to approve all of them. I do notice things like people who apply and then they're just not a fit for the group. Not saying that something's wrong with you, but I have to be very conscious in protecting the space that has been cultivated and that is continuing to be cultivated. And if I discern that you're not a fit, then I'm not going to put you into a group where you don't fit. And I'm not going to subject the other members to a person who doesn't fit with the group. What does that mean? I don't fit. Maybe you're not a fit as far as the age range. You know, there's a certain level. The women in there are a certain age range, right? And so if you're around people who you feel are too older than you, too far beyond you, and I can discern that you won't be able to receive from their, I don't want to say wisdom, because wisdom and age are not always synonymous with one another. Someone can be older and not have wisdom. But sometimes you can just feel out of place. So, you know, why would I do that? But I have noticed some people getting very angry. I've seen emails of getting told off because they were not accepted into the group. Behind the scenes of True Tribe, y'all, it can be a lot because, you know, we're dealing with people who are saying they're seeking emotional wellness, and sometimes they can attack me or, you know, people that help me because they just don't get their way. But I have to remain very balanced and very discerning of who I let in and out of those private spaces. And I've said this before, if you watch me, please do everything you can not to take offense. If you apply to something, I'm able to admit you into that space at that time. It doesn't always mean something is wrong with you. It's so many factors that goes into keeping a space emotionally safe for someone. And so oftentimes I'll send resources to people and we'll encourage them, you know, stick around with True Tribe, watch the lives, do, you know, some journal prompts. It's, you don't just get to get in this, the private space that easily. The free version, yeah, you can join in certain steps that you need to take, but the private space, that's not something you just get into. It's a lot of factors that I have to consider. So I just wanted to they may not be watching because some people just left Truth Tribe altogether because I didn't admit them into Connect membership. And I noticed those kind of things. I just wanted to mention if you're if you haven't left, if you haven't unsubscribed from everything out of offense, please know that I'm protecting not just Connect members, I'm protecting you too. So I would like you to think of it that way. If it's just not the time for you to be in a space, in a private space that I am facilitating or hosting. So yeah, let's get into Hill and Pamper Proverbs. I want to make sure that I have time to get to some of your comments towards the end of Hill and Pamper Proverbs today, because I have not talked to you all in a while. So if you missed the beginning of this live, I said that I was sitting in the car, like pretty defeated in this at this time in my life. And I was questioning Yah about the blessings of the wicked. It was causing me to feel, like we talked about in Healing Payment Proverbs before, stooped down. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm looking at these things that these people who are immoral, you know, and I'm not talking about celebrities. I'm talking about people that I've known, that I've talked to. And I'm like, I'm watching them. And, you know, what we see out of our eyes can often be, we can be easily deceived because everything is not as it appears to be. But I'm stooped because I'm looking at some people who have wronged me seemingly prospering. And I'm sitting in the car talking to Yah, like, you know, I'm just questioning him, like, you know, yeah, I don't get that. Why do they have all these blessings? And Yah goes, who said they were blessings? I love Yah. I love when he asks questions. Oh, I love it so much, because it makes you stop and be like, you know what? Hold up. I didn't think about that. So then Yah continues on and he goes, if you saw it right, if you saw it right. And that's one thing about Healing Pain with Proverbs, it's going to help you see it right. And we'll see in Proverbs today the importance of seeing things right. So he goes, if you saw it right, you will realize what you think are their blessings are actually their traps. So what are you in your heart slightly jealous about? And you know, that'll make you humble yourself just a little bit, right? So I'm quiet now and I'm humbled, you know. Not that I was behaving prideful towards Yah, but sometimes our thinking and just a question that we have, he's so loving that he allows us to ask him questions like that. And I was questioning him, not in a sense of like, why are you doing this? But more like, yeah, I really don't get this. You know, like I really, really don't understand this. And at this time, I'm like, I was really struggling with that. And out of his love, he's like, you know, I want you to humble yourself in your thinking so you can hear what I'm about to tell you. And of course I did that. And so, I want you to think of at least, think of the last person you checked up on and let their supposed blessings, because we're going to see in Healing Pain Proverbs today, it ain't what you always think. Their supposed blessings make you question Yah's value and justice system, because that's really what we're doing, right? When we're checking up on a person who lives in immoral ways, they lie, they steal, they cheat, they deceive, they cause division, they don't repent, they toxic. Those are all immoral ways of living, right? But think of the last person you checked up on who has those traits and those characteristics, and how you started to compare their supposed blessings with your life. You know, what we're really questioning is Yah's value and Yah's system of justice. Cause we're almost saying like your system of justice, and it don't work. It's not working. Cause if it was working, they wouldn't have that. That's in essence, like what we're saying. So the Most High was showing me, like, if you're going to keep an eye on the wicked, let it at least be with the right comprehension, the right understanding, the right wisdom. That's what y'all had followed up with, after he dropped that spiritual bomb on me about blessings versus traps. And so Now that you ask yourself about the last person that you put your eye on and consider their supposed blessings compared to what you lack or what you're going through, now I want you to ask yourself, are you seeing their supposed keyword prosperity as blessings or as traps? See, when we see it right with wisdom, we are to recognize that wise people rightly comprehend. They rightly comprehend. They don't just let a thought dump in their mind and then they just run with that. No, they rightly comprehend. The wicked as guilty before Yah. They are guilty before the Most High Yah. And here we are sometimes coveting their supposed blessings. They are guilty before Yah. Why would you be jealous of that? Right? Because we're not rightly comprehending. Without wisdom, that's what we do. So because they are guilty before Yah, what they're really doing is awaiting his overthrow over their commitment to immorality, which a lot of times is how they got the supposed blessings, their commitment to immorality. So what kind of blessing is that? So why would we envy that? How foolish is that? How foolish is that, right? So we're going to deal with that today on Healing Pain with Proverbs, and you're going to see this running through Proverbs 21, all up and through it. I'm so thankful that the Most High have reminded me of that story for Healing Pain with Proverbs today, because it was so fitting when I was going over Proverbs 21, and I was just looking at, you know, Proverbs 21 doesn't usually just stick to one specific thing, right? It's giving us all these gems that have to deal with wisdom. But oftentimes I like to find like that anchor verse to see like, what's the thing that keeps repeating over and over? And what I saw in Proverbs 21 had to do with like Yah's justice system, and how when we don't look at the wicked with the right eyes, we question Yah's value system and justice system as if he's not a God of justice. And these things are temporary. So I hope that today in Healing Pain with Proverbs, you'll pay attention to your heart and how whoever you're comparing yourself to. And some of y'all might be like, I don't compare myself to nobody. Sometimes we do. It's human nature to see something with these eyes and have to check it. And a lot of us, sometimes we might not check it. We might just suppress it. And we think because we've suppressed it, we've dealt with it. No, that suppression ain't dealing with nothing. That's suppressing it. You saw that. You got a little jealous. Maybe you coveted. Maybe you felt forsaken by the Most High. Maybe you felt like, you know, this is unfair. If I'm favored, then why does it look like the wicked are favored? You know, and when I say wicked, I'm not just, again, we're not just talking about supposed, you know, murderers and killers and this and this and that. I'm talking about immoral people who are committed to immorality, who are committed to their unrepentance. That's a wicked person. You don't repent. You wicked. I'm talking about those kind of people. And they process getting new car houses. You know, they're, I've had times where I had my miscarriages and I'm seeing the wicked have multiple children. And I'm like, I'm sorry, y'all. Huh? You know, we question his justice system. But today we're gonna see that we don't need to question our justice system. We can ask him questions, because in that humble asking, he makes things clear for us. He brings us to understanding. But when we question his justice system, his way of executing justice, that's where we can be a little stuck. So I hope that today on Healing with Proverbs, it'll help you get unstuck. So let's go ahead and petition the Most High. But before I do that, I have to give you a hand clap for making it here. Whatever time zone you're on, 7 a.m. Eastern, but we have people here from all different time zones. And for you to get up and be here is awesome. I hope that I'm not freezing right now because my internet is saying it's going up, it's like going up and down. So I am so glad that you got up despite any obstacles and you made it here. It's such a blessing. I'm excited to see y'all again. I hope that I'm not freezing y'all because it's saying that my signal is really low. Let me know in the comments, am I freezing? Am I freezing? Let me know in the comment section before I go. Okay, now it went away. I hope the Most High will help this signal just stay strong so we can get through healing pain with Proverbs. Okay. Let's go ahead and petition the Most High. One of my favorite parts that be bringing me to tears. I just be up here crying. Cause he's just so good. Like just the thought of him makes me start crying. Like I'm just thinking of him right now and there's tears welling up in my eyes right now. Cause what he done brought me through. What he done brought me through. Oof. He's so good. He's so good. All right. I need some tissue. Goodness. Hold on. Let me find my cover. Where is it? Here we go. All right. Most High Yah. You're so welcome here. Your sweet, loving spirit that also ain't nothing to play with either. We invite you here. We invite you into this space. We invite you into Healing Pain with Proverbs series at large. You are welcome for every single live that I do, period, but especially in Healing Pain with Proverbs. We thank you so much for your healing. We thank you so much for your love. We thank you so much for your wisdom that heals and helps us experience true love. We repent for our sin. We confess that we have sinned against you. We have sinned against others. And, we confess that. We thank you that you also cleanse us from all sin when we repent and when we confess. Confession is so vital to healing and cleansing and forgiveness. Confession and repentance, Most High. So we accept your forgiveness as we confess and repent. We thank you for cleansing us continually from all sin when we behave in that manner, confession and repentance. Ask that you will help those watching live right now, as well as those who will watch the playback, to continually be in a place of humility, confession, and repentance before you, so that they can continually experience your healing blessing, your cleansing. We need it in this world, Most High. It's so easy to get snared in temptation. And as we'll see in Proverbs today, without even realizing it, some of us are so quick to say, not me, uh-uh. And we're going to see in Proverbs today, you're going to show us that sometimes you're in a place you don't even realize you're in. It's easy to be deceived sometimes, especially in these times. So I thank you that you love us so much. You want us to be free from that. And you give us the gift of the ability to repent and confess. That's such a gift that you've given us. I ask that you will give your people listening and watching today, live or in the playback, understanding ask that you will help what you've given me to share make sense to them in the way that they need it to make sense for them in their personal lives. I trust you with their hearts more than with me, and I'm so thankful that I don't have to be anybody's savior. I'm so glad that the Messiah is a savior for us that we all need, which is why I like to say Yeshua. I'm focusing on the aspect of that saving grace, that savior part of the Messiah. But I love you, Most High Yah. I thank you for bringing me here despite obstacles. I thank you for helping me prepare for this Healing Pavement Proverbs. I thank you for bringing us all the way to Healing Pavement Proverbs 21. And I thank you for leading us the rest of the way. You have began a great thing in Healing Pavement Proverbs, and I know that you will finish it. And I just thank you so much for letting me be a part of it, of your healing work. I'm so blessed to see you heal people through what I do, and you. It's a blessing to me. I'm so honored. I'm so honored. I ask that you will continue to heal your people. I ask that you will continue to help them care for their souls. I ask that you will continue to help them set boundaries. I ask that you will help them continue to know what true love is, so that they don't foolishly submit to toxic leadership or authority or supposed love. That is not your portion for them who trust and believe in you. You are a thoughtful God. You are a mindful God. You love us so well. And you want us to experience that amidst one another. So I ask that the gaslighting, the confusion, the guilt, the shame that toxic love has deceived people with, that you will dissolve it, clear it up, that you will give your people what they need to, like we talked about earlier, see it right. Give them eyes to see it right, see love right, Most High. Thank you so much. I love you. I look forward to seeing some of the things you haven't even shown me yet. You showed me a lot last night, but thank you, Yah, for, you know, we do lives and sometimes you surprise me. Some things come out of my mouth that I was like, oh, I needed that myself. So I look forward to seeing not only what wisdom has for those who are watching, but also for myself, what, you know, you haven't shared with me yet. I love you. We love you, Wisdom. In the name of Yeshua, so be it. All right, let's get into Proverbs 21. I got tears all down my face. I need some tissue. I don't know why I don't bring tissue with me when I do Healing Pavement Proverbs, because I usually end up tearing up. Okay, Proverbs 1. Let me get my notes. The heart... Let me know if the music is too loud, y'all. I'll try to go back and check the comments after, like, around Proverbs 3. Because I know it's a slight delay for y'all, but if the music is too loud, I'll turn it down after I get to Proverbs 3. Okay. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Most High Yah. He turns it whichever way he wishes. That person in your life who seems unaccountable, don't believe that lie. Why? Well, let's look at kings, or in our modern day culture, presidents. Who are they accountable to? Compared to you and I, that is. That we're not accountable in the same way, right? Or are they? because Yah can steer a heart however he chooses. They are still subject to his authority. And so it is with that person in your personal life, living reckless up against human accountability. Again, Yah can steer a heart however he chooses. They are still subject to his authority. Here's the thing, though. This is the thing I want y'all to pay attention to. What you want to pay attention to more is when the Most High Yah is not steering them to him. Because you don't want someone that Yah rejects. Let's keep our focus fixed. What am I talking about? An example would be Pharaoh and Moses, case in point. Now, Yah didn't jump in Pharaoh's heart to make him do what he wants. That's not what it means here, that Yah can do whatever he wants and change the hearts. And he's not a control freak like that, right? So he's not jumping in nobody's heart, making them do what he wants them to do. He steers it often through circumstance. As we saw with Pharaoh's, there's a number of circumstances that finally brought him to change and be steered in a direction that the Most High wanted, right? Furthermore, Pharaoh was not Yah's concern. His pride got him rejected. Moses and his people were. Where is your focus? Where is your focus? Pay attention to which direction the Most High is steering the heart, okay? Verse 2. Every man's way is right in his own eyes. That's what I was talking about in the petition. We got to be careful thinking we're not doing something that we're doing. Every man's way is right in his own eyes. But the Most High Yah weighs and examines the heart of people and their motives. You better be thankful for wisdom in the people who possess it. They help you see yourself right. So verse 2, pride can make you think you're right with Yah when you're actually his opposer. Be very careful being so focused on not being fooled by others that you fail to realize you're fooling your own self. See that in verse 2. Verse 3, to do righteousness and justice. Here we go with Yah's value system, Yah's justice system that we're going to see running all through Proverbs 21 today. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Most High Yah than your sacrifice for wrongs repeatedly committed. So oftentimes we say, you know, I should be able to sin against you 77 times 7. No, for wrongs repeatedly committed and then you make these sacrifices, it's nonsense. Yah is not into you having these repeated offenses towards people and then trying to bank on forgiveness. Yah forbid, one of the scripture says. So sacrifice here refers to ceremonial and religious offerings. Think of it like animal sacrifices back in the day that they would make. In modern day, you might sacrifice something else to the Most High to help make yourself feel better, but then you don't change nothing about your heart. That you ain't sacrificed nothing but the animal or whatever the thing is, right? We're being reminded here that Yah is more concerned about whether you add value to his justice system. How? One example is protecting and uplifting righteous people and things. Then you making a show of or relying on pardon from responsibility due to some void religious offering. The Most High in verse 3, we're saying, is not pleased with that. So how do you help people who've been wronged by unjust, wicked people? How do you reach out and help those people? One of the ways I do it here is those people who have been emotionally abused, I'm trying to help them with self-care. I'm trying to help them out that pit. How do you add value to Yah's justice system in your personal life? Your sacrifices don't measure up to that. The more important thing is how are you helping his people and adding value to Yah's justice system? That's what demonstrates where you stand in that system. This is a healthy system. This ain't the narcissistic system we talking about on Beware the Narcissist series. Let me check the comments real quick so I can see if I need to turn the music down. Okay, nobody's really saying anything, so I think we should be good. Okay, music is at a great volume. Okay. All right, let's go to verse 4. Thank y'all for letting me know. Verse 4. Haughty and arrogant eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked, the self-centered pride is sin in the eyes of the Most High Yah. So, this version, Amplified version, says the lamp of the wicked. And the King James version, I believe, it talks about the plowing of the wicked. And the lamp, plowing, different things like that are often comparable to work. Like when you plow, that's like you're doing a work, right? I want y'all to pay attention to this through Proverbs 21 today. Because the plowing of the wicked, or here, the lamp of the wicked, this is warning us to be very careful of respecting the wicked and their so-called good works. That's what I was doing when, you know, Proverbs 18:5 said it's not good to respect the wicked, no matter who they are. No matter who they are, it's not good to respect them. And I'm not talking about we need to go around like bashing people and, you know, telling them off and doing that. It's a mindfulness in your mind, in your heart. It's not good to just have this respect and reverence for a person who is wicked. And that's kind of what we do when we sit there comparing our lives to their supposed blessings, right? So here, when we talk about the plowing and the lamp, one way of looking at it is like the works, the supposed works that the wicked do, seeing them as good. Because the fruit of their work only feeds their evil desires. That's why it's not good to show them respect, not even for what appears to be good deeds. We have to be careful of that. And so if you heard my story when we came in, I was sharing a prime example of that verse right there and how that can get you into trouble. We need to see it right. We need to see it right. And we see verse 4, it says, in the eyes of the Most High Yah. We need his eyes to see things the right way so that we don't respect things that don't deserve respect. We need to see it right with the right in the right way. I do not. I wish I had my printout. I'm using this electronic version this time. Okay, verse 5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance and advantage, but everyone who acts in haste comes surely to poverty. So what gives you plenty? Here's the formula. Planning and diligence. That simple. Planning and diligence with the Most High gives you plenty. Haste equals poverty, not just laziness. So oftentimes we think laziness can lead you to poverty. But here we see in Proverbs 5 that haste can also do it. You know, moving impulsively is in opposition to the fruit of the Spirit when it comes to self-control. So be careful jumping too fast before you need to. It can lead you to poverty, not just materially, but of your soul, of your relationships, of your life, of your opportunities. You know, when we think of these certain terms, they're not just one dimensional. They're often multi-dimensional. Verse 6, acquiring treasure by a lying tongue, is a fleeting vapor, the seeking and pursuit of death. Do y'all hear this? Laziness often produces liars. You ever pay attention to that? Laziness often produces liars who trust their lying tongue to get them riches so they don't have to work. You ever notice that? And so often people who move in this way is because they don't want to work. So they got to come up with some lying scheme to gain riches. And what awaits them, that kind of deceiver? Here in Proverbs 6, it says death. They're actually seeking the pursuit of death, as opposed to the treasures they foolishly believe are on the other end of their schemes. How foolish. Beware of people like that. Verse 7, the violence of the wicked will return to them and drag them away like fish caught in a net, because they refuse to act with what? Justice. The Most High is trying to let you know in Proverbs 21, he is a God, the God of justice, the one and only Most High God of justice. Do not let your circumstance deceive you into thinking he will not come through with justice. But you got to play your part too. We play a part in Yah's justice system. We can't expect for Yah, we can expect it, but it would be foolish to expect for Yah to justify us when we have the opportunity to stand up for justice and we don't. It all works together. So verse 7, we see that word justice again. The violence of the wicked will return to them and drag them away like a fish caught in a net, because they refuse to act with justice. Again, the justice system of Yah is important to uphold, because the wicked seek to add violence, among other things, to his justice system. They want to tear that system of justice down. That's why the enemy works so hard to deceive you with appearances, so it can appear that the Most High is not a God of justice. But what's going to happen is they're going to reap the destruction they desire from the system. The very net they set is what they're going to fall into. The very trap they set is what they're going to fall into. Verse 8. The way of the guilty is exceedingly crooked. Exceedingly crooked. But as for the pure, his conduct is upright. Is your work right? Is your work of integrity? Is your work of purity? If not, in the eyes of the Most High, you are viewed as perverse and guilty. You better make sure your way ain't like the guilty, which is crooked. Verse 9, in your work and all the things you do. We do. Verse 9, it is better to live in a corner of the housetop, on the flat roof, exposed to the weather, than in a house shared with a quarrelsome, contentious woman. Now remember, most of these proverbs were written to a son. So if I talk to my son, I'm going to talk to him in the context of women, you know, as it relates to matters in the home often, or intimate relationships, right? Because he's a male. If I'm talking to my daughter, I'm going to put it in the context of males, right? So this is, verse 9 is not about women, because a man can be very contentious and quarrelsome. I've met a few of them in counseling sessions. And the woman was very humble and gaslit, and he's full of strife and contention. So this verse has nothing to do with the sex of a person, right? It's saying it would be better to live alone in a tiny space of healthy sense of peace than to dwell in a beautiful, spacious home full of strife with anyone, not just a woman. That goes for any person, any person. This theme is going to come back up later on in Proverbs, and you're going to see how it graduates to another level. And it's going to prove to you how I share with you the importance of separation when necessary. You see here in verse 9, it's better to go ahead and corner the housetop. That's look at that like we in the same house, but I'm about to go to another room. Because you're full of strife. no matter who that is in the home. That separation we're seeing is it's necessary with a person who's full of strife. Verse 10. The soul of the wicked desires evil like an addictive substance. His neighbor finds no compassion in his eyes. Wicked people do more than commit toxic, poisonous acts. They enjoy them and seek them out. Hence, they're hard to get along with. And so there's no such thing as neighborly behavior with them. Be very cautious when they do suddenly or conveniently act neighborly with you, since we know their true desire. It might be just that, an act. We have to pay attention to people's characters and traits. A person desiring evil, like they're addicted to doing wrong, they're addicted to unrepentance, they're addicted to immorality. There's no compassion going to be found in their eyes towards you. So if they suddenly act that way, you better be on alarm. Have wisdom. Verse 11, when the scoffer is punished, the naive observes the lesson and becomes wise. But when the wise and teachable person is instructed, he receives knowledge. Remember in previous Healing Pain with Proverbs, we talked about different types of fools, right? There's different types of fools. Here we see a fool who is simple, yet learning from a scoffer's punishment in comparison to a scoffing fool not learning from their own punishment. Look at that. The wise, on the other hand, don't need punishment to learn. Which one are you right now? Which one will you practice being in light of this understanding? Verse 12. The righteous one keeps an eye on the house of the wicked. How the wicked are cast down to ruin. If you're going to keep your eye on the wicked, you need to see it rightly. Like I talked about in the beginning. The righteous one keeps an eye on the house of the wicked. Not to covet. Not to question Yah's justice system. Not to be jealous. Not to be envious. The righteous one, who obviously has wisdom, they go hand in hand, keeps an eye on the house of the wicked. What? For what purpose? To see how the wicked are cast down to ruin. They trust in Yah's justice system. They trust him to do what he says he's going to do. So with verse 12, never be impressed with the supposed blessings of the wicked, the immoral, the toxic person, the unrepentant person. Never be impressed with their blessings. They're not blessings. They're not blessings. They're traps that will one day total their supposed prosperity. They're trapped in it. They're guilty before Yah. Why would you be impressed with that? If you're going to keep an eye on it, if you're going to check their social media, which I encourage you not to be getting caught up and always checking to see what somebody else is doing. But if you're going to do it, be looking for justice. Be trusting the justice of Yah. Not get your soul cast down because it looks like they're doing better than you. Verse 13. Whoever shuts his ears at the cry of the poor will cry out himself and not be answered. Verse 13 is basically we reap what we sow. We reap what we sow. Don't start getting guilty about thinking every person that asks you for money, you got to give them money. That's not wisdom. That's not discernment. Simply ask Yah for conviction to discern when to give. Because sometimes he don't want you to give, even to a person who thinks that they need. We already saw earlier in Proverbs where it talks about a person thinking they're right in their own eyes. Sometimes we think we need this from this person. Sometimes you think you need to be in Connect membership. I discern that you don't. Have wisdom. Have wisdom. Sometimes what you think you need is not actually what you need yet or at all. Simply ask Yah for conviction to discern when to give, when to do anything, even when to receive. Because sometimes people give me gifts and I send them things right back. I don't have peace to accept it. I don't take everybody money. You need to have discernment over everything that we do. And then obey the conviction that he gives. Don't just hear it and ask for it. When he gives you a conviction, obey it, respond, do what Yah says. Even if it don't make sense sometimes. There are times where I'm like, oh, I kind of needed that. Somebody gave me that gift. I kind of needed that. And I have to send it back. Every gift that I get, I ask Yah, should I accept this? And sometimes Yah says no, and I send it back. I don't always know why. I just do it. I just obey. I just send it back. Verse 14, a gift in secret subdues anger. Speaking of gifts, and a bribe hidden in the pocket, strong wrath. Some gifts, look at that. See, this is what I'm talking about. When I'm like, yeah, show me, you know, because I'll be up reading through Proverbs, just like meditating on it, seeing like, okay, y'all, what do you want me to talk about? Like, where is this going? What do you want me to highlight? But he won't tell, he'll give me what I need. He'll help me prepare. But when I do a live, he'll start showing me things that I didn't see the night before. And this is one of them. I'm just talking to you about verse 13, how I give gifts back sometimes because I use discernment and I don't take everybody's money. So verse 14, I'm seeing here that y'all's like a gift in secret subdues anger. Cause I was telling y'all, you know, sometimes I won't know why y'all are telling me to give a gift back. Sometimes I'll know why. And sometimes I just don't know why. But here in verse 14, this is one of the reasons why I sometimes give gifts back. A gift in secret subdues anger, and a bribe hidden in the pocket, strong wrath. So in verse 14, some gifts that are secret are not righteous. Especially when you're trying to flatter, manipulate, or bribe someone. Such gifts usually only work well with corrupt people. Yeah, you're so good. I didn't see that last night. I just saw that just now. That is why sometimes I give gifts back, because it's to flatter, it's to manipulate, or it's to bribe. It's not given with the right intent. Sometimes I know that and I see that and I discern it. Sometimes I don't know why I just give it back. But only corrupt people take gifts like that. Only corrupt people take gifts from people who are just giving them something to flatter them. Or they're just giving them something to manipulate them. There's a string attached to it. Or they're just giving them something to bribe them. Only corrupt people take gifts like that. So again, be careful. Don't take money from everybody. Don't receive words from anybody. Don't receive input. Don't receive advice from just anybody. Don't just be letting anybody just put any old thing in your life. Verse 15. When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, the upright, the one in right standing with Yah. But to the evildoers, it is disaster. Again, like in verse 3 and in verse 7, the just add value to Yah's justice system. The wicked seek iniquity amongst other things. They add iniquity to it. They add violence to it. We saw earlier. They will reap the destruction they desire from the very system that they're trying to taint. They will. It is disaster to them to do that, but they're so foolish, they try to do it anyway. You ever seen somebody just going in their sin and it's in foolishness? I mean, you like, yo, you literally about to crash and burn, and they keep going. They just like, they can't. We talked about this in another Proverbs. I forget which one, where they just keep going. They can't stop. Because like Proverbs talked about earlier in Proverbs 21, they have this insatiable desire for it. They enjoy it. They look forward to it. They're addicted to it. Those kind of people we are to separate ourselves from. Verse 16. A man who wanders from the way of understanding, which is divine wisdom, will remain in the assembly of the dead. This one is very near and dear and close to my heart, y'all. Because I want y'all to be careful out here, right? When you wander from the way of understanding or divine wisdom, you remain in the assembly of the dead. Careful coming into an understanding only to be swept up into the company of the dead over it. How, you say? For example, this Hebrew awakening, this whatever awakening you think, we get caught up in all the knowledge, all the videos that people, I know this now, I found out this secret now. Did you know this? Did you know that? You know, some of us have been so traumatized by being lied to about who we are. Now we are hyper-vigilant about wanting to know everything. And again, I've said this before, when we look in the garden where a lot of these things started, we see that the evil one, the enemy, tempted them with knowledge. Don't you want to know more than you should? Everything's not for us to know. We have to find a peace with being okay with not knowing everything. Otherwise, we end up in the assembly of the dead. We've wandered from understanding with wisdom into the assembly of the dead. So all these supposed awakenings and knowledge and debates on knowing this and this and that, all this stuff like this, it can make you so knowledgeable. This is how you end up dead. You become so full of knowledge, like the same temptation and the enemy used in the garden, that the Holy Spirit in you grieves and grieves until it finally departs from you. And you're left to a death camp full of dead things that don't matter. The Messiah said, I came to give you life. Ain't we done with that? I came to give you life. If anybody is giving you something other than life, they are giving you the fruit of the enemy. If they ain't giving you life, they're giving you death. There's only two options, is life or death. Pay attention to who you're receiving from. Pay attention to who you're getting advice from, who you're getting instruction from, who's teaching you, who's giving you spiritual insight, who's giving you counsel, who's giving you anything. If they're not giving you life, they're giving you death. And this is how you remain in the assembly of the dead. We were once dead, couldn't see. Yah gave you life. Don't go back. That's how it says here in verse 16. When you wander from the way of understanding, wisdom, you will remain in the assembly of the dead. How do you remain in a place that you weren't in? Because you were there before. Now you're going to be there and stay. So be careful seeking knowledge. We are to seek wisdom above knowledge. Okay? Verse 17. If they ain't giving you life, they're giving you death. He who loves only selfish pleasures will become a poor man. He who loves and is devoted to wine and olive oil will not become rich. Here we see that self-discipline keeps poverty off of your life. If you find poverty in your life and it's not some intergenerational issue, because sometimes things attach themselves to us that we didn't do. But even still, self-discipline can correct what has been done to you that you didn't even do to yourself. But if we find poverty on our life, there's a lack of self-discipline somewhere usually. The lack of that self-discipline opens the door widely to poverty, both monetarily. Did I just pop out? Both monetarily and in the soul. Verse 18, the wicked become a ransom for the righteous and the treacherous in the place of the upright, for they fall into their own traps. If you're going to keep your eye on the wicked, just see it the right way, because this is what you need to see right here in verse 18 that we talked about in verse 12 and some other verses. The net they set for you is what they will fall into. The trap they set for you is what they will fall into. Okay? So, listen. See it right. They're guilty before Yah. That's nothing to be impressed by. Verse 19. It is better to dwell in a desert land than with a contentious and troublesome woman. Now, remember I told y'all from the other verse 9, I believe it was, how there's this graduation from the go ahead and move to another part of the house. Now where they move? Where they move in verse 19, y'all? In the desert land. It's better to go to the, get out the house. Another version of scripture says the wilderness. So it went from going to a different part of the house to leaving the house altogether. Because of what? Because of what? Strife. Yah hates strife. It is full of demonic division. So now verse 9 has graduated into getting out of the house altogether. See, separation is necessary sometimes. It's biblical, no matter who it is. It's right here in this verse and in verse 9. It's not about the sex of the person. It's about the behavior of the person that warrants the separation. Get away from strife-filled people. Separate yourself. Sometimes it's temporarily, and that can bring them to a repentance. Sometimes it's permanently. But, you know, I talk about separation and some people get so upset. They're like, you know, that's not right. You know, you telling people not to be in a marriage is da 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 da. I'm telling you to be in a healthy marriage. I'm telling you that Yah cares more about whether you're in a healthy marriage than you just being married. It's all over scripture. But if we just look at verse 9 and 19, we see that it's better to get out of to go to a different part of the house if you're going to be in a house with a strife-filled person. And if they keep on going on, it's better to get out the house than to be in a house with a strife-filled person. It's not about a woman. It's about a behavior here. Because again, it was written to a son. Verse 20. Boundaries. I see boundaries all over the place. Listen. Verse 20, there is precious treasure and oil in the house of the wise who prepare for the future. But a short-sighted and foolish man swallows it up and wastes it. Wisdom brings blessings, spiritual, emotional, and here we even see material. Foolishness doesn't bring the same kind of blessing. So again, why are we admiring the blessings of the wicked? Supposed blessings of the wicked. Foolishness doesn't bring the same kind of blessings that wisdom brings. And then the so-called blessings they do get are squandered on pointless things and fruitless deeds, sometimes even evil deeds, that we must not ever be impressed by because of how they're attained. Because of how they're attained. Verse 21, we gotta stop being so impressed that somebody got some money or some things more than we have. And ask ourselves, in what way was that earned? Because if it was through evil works and evil deeds, then that's nothing to respect. Righteous people can be wealthy. That's nothing to look down on. Because if the Most High has blessed them, He's enlarged their territory, that's a beautiful thing to be admired and respected. But if you got your stuff through evil deeds, I'm sorry, we respecting that? You got your stuff there are moral works? I'm sorry, we respecting that? See it right. Verse 21. He who earnestly seeks righteousness and loyalty finds life, righteousness, and honor. Wisdom can be costly, but it adds tremendous value to your life to follow its path, despite what it costs, especially amidst scoffing fools. See, a scoffing fool gonna make you feel dumb for being wise. That's called being gaslit. Don't fall for that. He who earnestly seeks righteousness and loyalty, that's wisdom. You're gonna find life, righteousness, and honor, no matter what that toxic person is saying or doing to you. Earnestly seek that wisdom. Is going to bring you life, righteousness, and honor. Verse 22. A wise man scales the city walls of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. Wisdom breaks walls. Not just physical ones, spiritual ones, emotional ones. Listen, wisdom breaks walls, strongholds, and anything else you can think of. It is stronger than strength. It is stronger than strength. Therefore, it is better to seek wisdom than to seek strength. Sometimes you're just like, I wish I was stronger. No. Yeah. I need your wisdom. That's stronger. Verse 23. He who guards his mouth and his tongue guards himself from troubles. You invite trouble to your soul when you can't guard your tongue. What is the solution? Wisdom. Say, I love you, wisdom. Listen now, wisdom is just everything. Wisdom is stronger than strength. Wisdom heals. Listen, wisdom just multidimensional. Wisdom take care like a number of things at once. If you want anything, you gonna want you some wisdom. Verse 24. Proud, haughty, scoffer are his names, who acts with overbearing and insolent pride. Scoffers are the worst types of fools. At least the naive or the simple can learn, as we saw earlier in Proverbs, but not scoffers. They are so haughty, they're so full of pride and arrogance, it won't allow them to learn anything. Be very weary of people like that. When you are in the midst of a person who demonstrates those behaviors, you want to get out of their midst. Proverbs tell us, depart from the presence of a fool. They're a fool. You know, they're different types of fools. At least the naive fool, they could learn something. That scoffer, they ain't learning nothing. So we're supposed to depart from their presence. We don't just sit and keep engaging and entertaining with them. That's not wisdom. Verse 25. The desire of the lazy kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. Desire without action is fruitless. You have all the desires you want, but you ain't got no diligence. It's going to frustrate the mess out of you. Desire without action is fruitless and leads to what feels like sewer blank. I can't say the word on YouTube. You can fill in the blank. May our healthy desires be matched with at least equivalent action, and our unhealthy desires be dissolved by wisdom and integrity. Stop having so many desires and you ain't ready to do the work. Like, come on now. You want all these things, you have all these desires. And let's go beyond just like physical things. You want freedom from your past. You want freedom from your hurt. You want freedom from your depression. But you don't want to do the work. I'm sorry. Where you think it's going? You think it's just leave? It's going to just leave you. No, verse 25 is telling us the desire of the lazy, it kills you. You refuse to do your labor. You refuse to do your work. This is not just in life. Like, if a person refuses to work, they don't eat, the scripture says, and they shouldn't, because you won't work. The same thing with caring for your soul. You won't do the work to care for your soul. That can lead to a certain death in you. It's a work. It's a work. It's a component of work. So that's why when some people, you know, I have some people like, well, you know, people shouldn't give you money for what you do, helping people. Do you know how much work it is if you're doing it right? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work helping a person overcome certain mindsets and issues in their heart and emotional troubles. You know, we're not, well, some people might, but with me, we're not just talking. We about to get to work. It's a work component. Desire is not enough. Just wanting for it to change or be different is not enough. Verse 26. He craves all the day long and does no work, but the righteous willingly gives and does not withhold what he has. And this is definitely connected to verse 25, but I'm gonna have you just look here. When we talk about emotional issues, you can't withhold. The righteous willingly gives and does not withhold what he has. This ain't just monetary issues. When you're trying to get some healing, this is Healing Pain with Proverbs. When you're trying to get some healing, you can't be withholding things inside. You got to give it up. You got to let it go. If you're working with a person who's wise, who your heart is safe with, if they ain't wise and your heart ain't safe with them, don't give them nothing you should withhold. But if they are wise, if your heart is safe with them, you cannot withhold secrets. You cannot withhold and be like, I'm so embarrassed that I don't want to share this. No, you have to willingly give it up. Because the lazy person craves all the day long and does no work. You craving for freedom from your issues, but don't want to do nothing about it. You craving for freedom from your issues with your spouse, but don't want to do nothing about it. I want this to change. I don't want to be in a marriage like this anymore. But you don't want to separate and go to a different part of the house or get out the house if it's that full of strife. You don't want to go get to a counselor or talk to somebody that is equipped to help you. You don't want to do nothing about it. You crave it, but you don't want to do nothing about it. You do no work. The righteous, who has wisdom, because they go hand in hand, willingly gives and does not withhold what he has. What that person does have, they're going to give it. They're going to do the work. I might not have this yet, but what I do have, I'm giving it. I'm giving it. There's wisdom in that. So obviously verse 25 is connected to verse 26. And we see the comparison of the one who has wisdom versus the one who does not. The one who got wisdom going to do some work. Verse 27. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable and offensive to the Most High Yah. How much more unacceptable and insulting can it be when he brings it with evil intention? Who would ever think they can offer some religious sacrifice that excuses their heart issues? So I sacrificed this thing so my heart issue is an excuse. So in other words, I can still be like this in my heart even though I offered that sacrifice. Who would ever think that way? Only the foolish or the wicked. This is also a graduation from verse 3, in that now the person has the nerve to not only try what we saw in verse 3, but also do it with evil motive and intent for some spiritual benefit. Go back and look at verse 3 later. That's a deeper level of evil. Like you really deceived to do something like that to the Most High Yah. People do it all the time. Verse 28, a false witness will perish, but a man who listens to the truth will speak forever and go unchallenged. And this could be seen in different ways, but I want you to consider this one way here. Ask Ty to show you if he wants you to see more than what I'm about to share for verse 28. But a false witness is on the way to ruin, right? But how much more those that listen or give ear to a false witness, and that they gossip about it always. A man who listens to the truth and will speak forever and go unchallenged. How much more for the person that listens to the false witness, and that they gossip about it always. They always talking about it, but they never really stand up to add value to Yah's justice system and the correction or resolution of it. We can sit here and talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's gossip about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the false witness, the false report, the false thing. Let's just everybody talk about it. But we ain't gonna do nothing about it. A man who listens to the truth will speak forever and go unchallenged. So a person, there's a difference in a person who listens to the truth, but I want you to see this also in a way of, you know, a false witness and the people that listen to a false witness and the people that don't challenge the false witness and the people that are constantly talking and gossiping about the false witness and doing nothing about it. That doesn't add value to Yah's justice system. Verse 29. A wicked man puts on a bold face, but as for the upright, he considers, directs, and establishes his way with the confidence of integrity. Another version says that a wicked man puts on a hardened face. So basically, the wicked lacks empathy, we see here. If a person lacks empathy, they're walking in some kind of immorality. Because the people of the Most High, we have to have empathy for one another. If we don't have that, there's some hardness that can produce wicked behavior. Now, there are people who are just all out, flat out wicked. And there are people who are not flat out wicked, but they have a wicked behavior or a tendency that if they don't clean up, get cleansed from, they will turn wicked. But the point here is that if you lack empathy, you need some healing before it turns into you being wicked. The wicked lack empathy. Their hardened face is only an outward extension of the hardening going on in their heart. And that hardening leads them stubbornly on a consistent path of sin that their hard-headedness and hard-heartedness refuses not to depart from. A path and a way the upright are wise enough to avoid. Which path are you on? And who you on it with? Verse 30. There is no human wisdom or understanding or counsel that can prevail against the Most High, Yah. Thank you for that, Yah. None. Why are you fighting against Yah? I was talking to my children about this a few weeks ago, and I also shared this with people in Connect membership. How Peter, with the Messiah tells him, like, you know, you're going to deny me 3 times. And he's so swift with his tongue. He don't think. He's just moving really fast, naive. He has a naivete about him as far as his thinking. He's impulsive, pretty impulsive. And he's like, not me. No, I will die before I da da da. And it's like, when you really think of that, you know, how do you tell the Messiah who sees you fully, who sees, you know, the future of what you're going to do, that you're not going to do something? Like, you got to be dealing with some issues to tell the Messiah, no, I won't. Like, that just is insane. And so this verse 30 is similar to that. There is no human wisdom or understanding or counsel that can prevail against the Most High, Yah. Please don't ever try to tell the Most High that something ain't happened that's happening. Please don't ever, someone who's filled with the Spirit of the Most High and His wisdom, and you can trust what they're telling you, that you're not doing what they're telling you you're doing. Like, no, I'm not. No, that's not it. That's not, no, I wouldn't say that. We have to be really careful of that. Peter did that. And what happened? 5 seconds later, denied him 3 times. Listen to wisdom. Don't disagree with wisdom. Don't disagree with the counsel of the Most High, Yah. It's not, it won't go well for you. That's not something you want to do. You want to humble yourself and be like, especially if it's something you don't really want to hear about yourself. Like, really? Am I? Oh my. oh my gosh, like, how do I, so what do I need to do to fix that? Not, no, I won't. No, I'm not. No, not, no. I don't agree with that. Okay. You better be careful. There is no human wisdom or understanding or counsel that can prevail against the Most High Yah. So if a person just telling you something out of their flesh, that's something different. You know, they speak out of their flesh. But if a person's full of the Most High and they giving you counsel from the Most High through their lips, it's not them speaking to you. It's the Most High giving you counsel through them. You better watch how you respond. Verse 31. Nothing prevails against that. Verse 31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance and victory belong to the Most High Yah. So horses were powerful in battle back in the day. So it was wisdom to make sure they were prepared for such. But no preparation is ever more wise than trusting in the one who delivers in the first place. Where have you placed your trust for deliverance? Where have you placed your trust for deliverance? All right. That was Proverbs 21. Before I get to some of the comments, I want to remind you that you can get instant notifications about lives, just like this live that you're watching right now, when you use my personal Telegram invitation link found in the description of this video. So if you came in late, or you're like, oh, I didn't know you was going live, I didn't know you was doing the Healing Pyramid Proverbs today, I let that group know in my public Telegram. So make sure that you're in there. I also want to take the time right now before I forget to thank a very special part of Truth Tribe, and that is Truth Tribe patrons. Thank you for helping me make free content and resources just like this video and this series that you're watching right now. I truly appreciate your support, Truth Tribe patrons, and I'm sure those who benefit from your giving appreciate it too. If you're watching this and that is true for you, please show it and like, plus share this video to help someone else. It does not cost you anything to like or share this video, and your share could be so valuable to someone who is looking for what we're doing on Healing Pain with Proverbs. If you would like to support beyond a like and a share, you can visit ZaraHarrison.com/support or visit my shop at ZaraHarrison.com/shop to purchase my products. All those links are in the description of this video. So make sure you check out the description of this video. All right, let's look at some comments. I hope y'all enjoy Healing Pain Proverbs 21. How many more do we have left? It's 31. So what we got? What's 31 minus 21? 10. Oh gosh. Peace, Courtney Taylor. It's so nice to see you. It's been a minute. Oh wait, I have to go up a little bit more. Hold on. Here we go. Peace, Regine. Look at that beautiful smile. How are you? Thank you for joining us. Peace, Crystalita Michelle. Thank you for joining us. You look beautiful, Coach Zara. Oh, thank you. You too. Oh, look, we got the yellow. This is a little shawl thing, but we both got the yellow on. Peace, Latasha Turk. Sorry, I had a delay on my screen. Good day or evening, y'all. Peace, thank you for joining us. Peace, Elise. Nice to see you. Peace, Brenda Martinez. Thank you for joining us. Peace, Shelly Ann. Thank you for joining us. Peace is the Zara and True Child family. Yay, Healing Pain with Proverbs is back. Glad to see you all. Listen, the enemy tried. He tried. But we here, I'm here. Shelly N, peace, Aileen's regime. Peace, everyone. Blessed to be here this new day. Thank you for joining us. Love the new setup and background. It's beautiful and peaceful. Thank you. I love it too. I added my little lights. I was just like, yes, it's so cozy. I want people to feel like if they were in an office session with me one-on-one, and the setup came together. I cried a little bit because I was like, oh, I'm having such an issue getting this. You know, you start with a blank wall and you're like, how do I do this? You know, what do I want to do with this wall? And it came together. So I'm really thankful. So thank you for noticing and sharing. Listen, Courtney Taylor, if you saw it right, that's a word, sister. Powerful confirmation from Yah. If you saw it right, ain't that enough right there? Listen, and then Yah just, he went on beyond that when I was, you know, in that car talking to him about those things. Yeah. Crystalita, wow, me too, Coach Zara. Somebody got pregnant around the same time I lost my son. Praise y'all for this lie. Wow, you said miscarriages, woof. Yeah, when I had, I think two of my miscarriages, because I had three, I was like, it was a number of like really immoral women getting pregnant around me. And this wasn't me like judging them in the sense of like, condemning them. It was just having eyes to see the fruit of their works. And they were like all like having all these babies, and I was just like, what in the world? Like, yeah, I'm trying to be so righteous before you, like what in the world? Yeah, it was crazy. But Yah's, he's still good and he's still faithful, and he's given me some wisdom on that. So yeah. Latasha Turk, yeah, we do question him at times. I'm definitely guilty of this and have to repent. Yeah, I think it's fine, like I was saying earlier, to question Yah's, like asking him a question, because we have an intimate relationship with him. You know, anybody you have an intimate relationship with, you're going to ask them questions, especially when things like don't make sense. The Be Calm challenge that's coming was birthed out of me asking Yah a question about the Messiah sitting on the boat and the storm is raging and you can die in circumstances and weather like that out in the sea with the ocean and the waves flipping like that. And he has the audacity to say, you know, in essence, be calm. I'm sorry, I think that's an abnormal response considering the circumstance that we're in. And so I start asking Yah, like, Yah, why is it that you like encourage us to be calm when things are raging all around us? Like, what is that about? Yeah, I know people talk about faith and you want to have faith and you want to have trust, but like from an emotional self-care stance, what is that about? And the Be Calm challenge was birthed out of that. So I'm really excited to share that challenge with y'all soon. It is going to be, is it this month? I don't know if it's this month or next month. Give yourself the gift of calm on True Tribe's 30-day Be Calm challenge. And it says you can look in the description for information on how to become calm with us, but it's not in there yet because this is just in here so I can prepare for that live later. There will be an information page that explains everything. Everybody that takes the challenge with us, there's going to be a page. I'm so excited about this Be Calm challenge, but I'm not about to tell y'all everything yet because it ain't any time. It's me. Where am I at? Yeah. Hallelujah. I love the petitions before we dive straight into Proverbs. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you so much for your petition. So shall it be, for real. Crystalita, that petition hit me. Yeah. Me too. Thank you so much for your gift, Courtney Taylor. I appreciate it. Verse 2 in Proverbs 21 is deep, y'all. Make sure you brush your tongue, Latasha Turk. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to have to go back and find the clues until you know what I mean by that. Y'all who have been riding, you could have been riding too, I don't know. Brush your tongue. Now that she pointed out a verse, what does that mean? Brush your tongue. Peace, husband. I love you. Janae. Peace, Janae. Thank you for joining us. Courtney, this is good, sister. Don't be deceived by what you see when you're playing your part in obedience to Yah. Appreciate the scripture. B-E-R. I don't know what the B-E-R means. That might be a typo. Yeah, man. For real. Crystalita, I had to learn to shut the lips. Sometimes we stumble with our tongues faster than our feet. Listen. Latasha Turk, those are some nuggets, Zara, when talking about prayer and having convictions for receiving and giving. Yeah. Listen. Janae, verse 16 is so prevalent today. Brush your tongue then on verse 16, Janae. Yes, I pray for discernment so that I'm not deceived. It took too much to be awakened. I don't want to go back to sleep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For real. Okay. Listen, yes, Courtney. Wisdom breaks walls and is stronger than strength. I said, woo! When I was looking at that, I said, dang, wisdom is stronger than every wall, every stronghold, physical, spiritual, wisdom stronger than strength. Like, that's, do you hear? Yes. Okay. All right, I'm making my way. I'm making my way. Regine, thank you for your words. Well needed. Thank you. Miliadi, peace. That's funny. I'm doing better now for sure. Thank you. Yellow is my favorite color. I need that True Tribe sign. I have this shirt now. I need this. Goodness. Crystalita Michelle, I'm making it a priority to not miss anything from True Tribe. Hallelujah. I found this channel for a reason, and I am so excited to continue to grow in Yah. Thank you so much, Coach Zara. Thank you. Shali 27. Peace. That's a new name. Thank you for being so open and willing to the spirit first and willing to help others like me. You help me see truth and wisdom as desirable, even when my soul sometimes fights against him. Thank you. You're gonna lose that fight. Don't get in that fight with wisdom and Yah. You gonna lose that one. So yes, I'm glad that you are humbling yourself before Yah so that you can get that healing and that wisdom. Thank you for joining us. Stevette Forbes, peace. I'm new to your channel and I'm so grateful for finding you. You have helped me so much on my spiritual and emotional journey. Aw, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that with me. All right, y'all, that was Proverbs 21. Proverbs 22 will be coming soon. I'm really grateful that you all joined us. Please make sure that you brush your tongue. Go back. You got to see what I mean by that. Hint, there is a free download that comes with Healing Pain with Proverbs. And I really encourage you to do the download at least one a week. And we have a meetup that's going to be coming up soon. I'm going to be giving you information about that in Atlanta this autumn 23. In order for you to get an invite, you have to be official True Tribe Promise. And you will have to have been doing some emotional work to get the invitation to that. One of those things you could be doing is the Healing Pain with Proverbs download. And in order to get the invitation, you have to become Truth Tribe official and take the promise. When you submit that promise, and this will make sense when I do a video on it in more detail coming up soon, you have to submit some of your downloads. I want to see it, to see that you're actually doing it. Okay? You got to verify if you're journaling. You have to take the Truth Tribe challenge. There's just things you got to do, okay? Because the company that I'm going to put around me and others needs to be of wisdom. We ain't lazy. We doing the work, okay? Like we talked about today. So make sure you doing that download. It's only one a week. If that's too much for you, you being lazy, okay? I hope that you're journaling. And I want you to leave a comment and let me know and others. Some of y'all like to go watch it back because sometimes you miss the beginning. Leave a comment and let me know what you found most helpful about this video. Which verse stood out to you most and why? Sometimes people see what other people say and they'll say they got free from something because of a comment that one of y'all left. There's so much that testimony can do. So share which verse stood out to you. I'm asking you that for a reason. I would love for people to be able to relate and feel like they're not alone in certain things. And sometimes the insight that you all have is a blessing to somebody else. So it's fine of me to take a little bit of time before you come back and leave your comment. But I really ask that you don't just take from Healing Pain with Proverbs, just take for yourself. I really ask that you also give what you need to give by sharing what stood out to you and why, what bursted out to you most and why, and sharing that so that you can talk to each other in the comment section of these lives and it can promote some more emotional wellness. All right. I think that is it for me. I'm so thankful to have talked to you all today. I think I have another live scheduled this week. I don't know which one it is, but get in the Telegram group if you're not already in the Telegram group so that you can get notifications about when I go live. I hope y'all have a blessed Monday, a blessed week. Check my email. An email went out at 7. Every Monday at 7, an email goes out with a self-care tip. The self-care tip is always with you in mind. So check it, do it. I like this self-care tip this week. It's such a blessing. So I hope that y'all feeling better. Okay. With Truth Tribe. All right. Thank you so much for watching. If you're already Truth Tribe, peace. If you are not already a part of Truth Tribe, thank you so much for watching. If you got good energy, I hope I see you again. Peace.
They always told me love's supposed to suffer long. I looked it up in the lexicon and say that suffering actually means the act of being patient. Have I been patient with you? And who is to decide when long is long enough? And what do I do when I feel I've had enough? Is suffering the tolerance of every behavior?